Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And in this case, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay, just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Okay, thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. What is your age?
48.
Thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Hello?
Yeah.
Which number would you say that you are motivated to vote, or?
10.
10, okay. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Very closely.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or
Democrat?
Something else? Okay, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Very satisfied?
Yes.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Probably staying about the same.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two options. So the first one is fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, and making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting abortion rights, reducing crime, border security, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating division and racism, improving K-12 public school education, creating more jobs and raising wages, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. So which one of these options you would say? You can select it.
The first one.
Mm-hmm.
And abortion.
And abortion. Okay, thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means
that
you
feel... Hey, how much longer do we have?
Some minutes, being honest.
How much?
Some minutes. Being honest.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to see how far I can go. And until I can't go no more, I'm going to tell you I got to go.
Okay. Okay, sure. I'm going to try to be quicker, okay? So on a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the first one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Fifty.
Okay, and Joe Biden?
100.
Josh Stein?
0, I don't know him.
Never heard?
0.
0, okay, thank you. And Jill Stein?
0.
Republicans in Congress?
0.
Tim Scott?
Who?
Tim Scott?
I don't know him.
Okay, never heard of. Okay, and Kamala Harris?
100.
Okay, Democrats in Congress?
100.
Donald Trump?
0.
And Mark K. Robinson?
I don't know, never heard.
Okay, thank you so much. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald
Trump.
Joe
Biden. You already know.
Okay, thank you. If the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Democrat Josh Stein, Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, Republican Mark Robinson, and Libertarian Mike Ross, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
For the Democrats. I wonder what happened to, the governor, now he can't run again. Democrat.
In this case, which of these candidates you mentioned?
The Democrat.
Okay, sorry, in this case it'll be Mike Ross, Mark Robinson, Wade Turner, or Josh Stein?
I don't know. I have to wait and see about that.
Okay.
It's going to be a Democrat.
Democrat Josh Stein would be. Okay, thank you so much. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden in his administration are doing?
Say what?
Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some.
Yes.
Only a little or nothing at all?
Yes, some.
Some, okay. And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden in his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
No.
So it'll be much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
I'm just going to vote for him regardless. So at this time, I'm about to end because you're going on 10 minutes. I thought this was going to be short. I don't have this much time.
Okay, can I call you maybe tomorrow?
No. How many more questions do you have?
In this case, yeah, some more questions, being honest.
How many?
Well, right now I cannot tell you exactly how many we have still pending.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, it's one of them. You don't even know how many questions you got.
Well, right now,
someone.
Right now we have just completed the 60%.
Oh, okay, yeah. Maybe try me tomorrow, but yeah, I'm done for right now.
Okay, thank you so much for your time, and I will call you tomorrow, okay? Have a wonderful day.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.